This panel is going to talk about the preparation of expert valuation reports, insolvency cases, bankruptcy cases, adversary proceedings. Typically have valuation issues that are raised in them, and retention of a valuation expert is at times essential with respect to the outcome of a case. In fact, in many cases, the valuation issues may be determinative of the case. For example, it may be dispositive in a fraudulent transfer issue when the issue is insolvency. It may be a determining factor with respect to confirmation of a plan. So the role of the expert in those cases is critical. Counsel is charged most often with retention of or the selection of the expert witnesses, and the expert must then provide the expert valuation report and the testimony that will be offered at the trial or hearing. In that context, we will talk about valuation testimony, whether it be with respect to a retrospective value, a prospective value, or a current value, and how that is impacted in the valuation report. So let's start off. David, I'll turn to you and try and keep up on the slides here. What is the framework for selection of a valuation expert from your perspective and the applicable federal rules of civil procedure?
Sure. But let's start with sort of the basics, right?